What items have been the most valuable and enduring in your career?
An appreciation of language. And understanding that there's cyclical things that repeat themselves. And if you do enough research, you're able to find, if you understand the root of something, you can understand how Romeo and Juliet becomes West Side Story.
I did my undergraduate work at City University in New York, and got to do a lot of really nice things there. Coming here, though, was a godsend on so many levels, and it really was a place where I became much more confident and got a chance to do an array of different types of work. So when I graduated, when I got the MFA degree, I felt very confident in the toolkit that I had acquired. You have an arts program here that's still really strong, and you have facilities and faculty that is of a caliber that backs that up. So I'm happy to be here to give my very small part in terms of like helping to pass the tradition that I had here and maybe help inspire them to continue. That educational component enhances and makes the work that I do much more varied and full. This is one of the top institutions in the country, and I'm really proud to say that I got a chance to attend an Ivy League school, but I think I'm just as proud to know that the institution has had a tradition of doing what they did for me and has continued and augmented that exponentially. And when you start thinking about the fact that the economic situation in this country is what it is, government aid is pulling back, and arts programs are the first things to get cut. It's like imperative on so many different levels for people to find ways, alumni to find ways to give back to the university that helped them. I guess on a very kind of like primary level, I can say education is the key and all of that stuff, but it is. And I tell that to young people all the time, and it can open up so many doors for you. So I think that the blessings that I've been able to kind of like attain in my life is just part of what I do in terms of looking over my shoulder and making sure that I can in some way help the next guy come in trying to break through the door or come up the ladder. So that's kind of why the stuff that I do on the side always relates in a way to education, and also trying to inspire young Latino youth that have come from a disadvantaged background to believe that education is a positive, that can be a very positive thing and open doors in their lives that they never thought they could have. If you are in a position in whatever kind of business that you're in and you're an alumni, think about the school and how your business can apply to a young person who has just graduated.